Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Psalm chapter 143, verse 8.
Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul.
Now today's devotional reflection. The psalmist begins by saying, "Let the morning bring word of God's unfailing love." In Lamentations, the scripture states that the steadfast love of God never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Here is the truth about the born-again child of God. No matter how badly you have messed up in the past, God's love and mercies are new every morning. Scripture says that God's character never changes. He loves you, and nothing will ever change this fact. For humanity, who go to bed and wake up, it is like God's love is new and fresh every day. New day, new start. For God, it's merely a continuation of his constant, unchanging character. This psalmist goes on and stresses, "Let the morning bring word of God's unfailing love because we have put our trust in him." This statement is vital to understand God's love properly. God loves all humanity, but to experience his love and to know it tangibly, you must put your trust in him. He loves the people who never trust him, but they can never know the boundlessness of his great love in the way that the one who places faith in him knows his love. Show us the way we should go, the psalmist records next. God will never lead the believer down the wrong path. Now the believer can choose to go their way and end up heaven knows where. When we diligently seek God's direction, he will guide us. Guidance is a very loving act on the part of God. For the born-again believer, God has given his Spirit to live inside you and guide you. We are not lost in this life if we choose God. Quite the opposite, we are empowered, nurtured, and loved. The psalmist closes this verse by stating, "For to God we entrust our life." Again, the condition of placing trust in God is reiterated and amplified. The psalmist first says he will trust God. Now he states that he will entrust his life to God. Both acts are about trusting God, but this final action gives everything to God. For the New Testament believer, we give ourselves to God by believing in Jesus' atoning work at Calvary. Jesus did for us what we could not do for ourselves. Why? Because God loves us. When we give ourselves completely and wholly to him, we can experience his love in ways we never thought or dreamed. If you have never given your life to God, I encourage you to do so today. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.